Hello.
Hello there. I'm calling from Metro Research. I am conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in the area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yes, I am.
Are you 18 years old and a resident of Boston? Do you have any children?
Yeah.
Do you
I got four girls.
How many children do you have living with you? How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
Four? Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the schools your children will be attending coming the school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, charter school, public schools, but outside of Boston, a private school or home school?
We're doing three public and one charter.
Okay, so I'll put public schools in Boston. What's your age then? Not your age?
My age, I'm 36.
36 years old? Thank you. How do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary?
Woman.
How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American?
I'm black and white, and my kids are that and Jamaican.
So we can go with Caucasian, or do you want to go with African American?
We can go with black. That's okay.
Okay. Thinking specifically about your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
This fall we are doing K-1. We're doing first grade, and we're also doing 8th and 11th.
Mommy, come on down.
Okay. And that would be junior.
Mm-hmm. One high school.
As a reminder, as a reminder of the public, of the Boston Public School System, also referred to as BPS systems, is the district administrator overseeing the system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'll say in the middle. It has been better, but it seems like since the COVID, it's trying to get back on track.
Would you say you're somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your eighth grade child's school was graded under the same way. Overall, how would you grade the eighth grade child's school? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say B.
B?
Mm-hmm.
About the Boston Public Schools and as a whole, overall, how would you grade the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would say C.
C. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, would you grade the job she's done with the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, or F?
I would have to say in between B, like a B minus.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not too well.
Not too well. Thank you.
Yeah.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not too well.
If you had to say whose interest do you think of the Boston Public School Systems is in most focused on serving, pick up your top two, parents, teachers, students, superintendents, BPS system leaders, politicians, local community?
Politicians and school administrators. System.
Politicians and who?
The school administrative system.
The school administrative system? So would you say that would be... Okay, BPS, okay. So you're saying it would be the superintendent BPS system leaders?
Yes. Okay. I think it's more about the paycheck than it is about the students.
You mentioned that you had a child in eighth grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your eighth grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your eighth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged.
Very engaged.
Very engaged. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School Systems enables you to be with your eighth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged?
Yes.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Oh, somewhat disagree, okay. The Boston Public School Systems makes me feel very welcome. Strongly agree?
Strongly.
Somewhat agree? Strongly agree? The communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand. Strongly agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your eighth grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. How concerned are you about your eighth grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Thank you. Does your eighth grade child's school offer after school sports or not? If yes, would you say would you say that they offer not enough, too much, or not the right amount? Not offered too much?
In some cases, I would say offered not enough, but in this case with my daughter, I would say I'm in the middle.
They want you to focus on your eighth grade child's.
Okay, so I would say somewhat agree, like not too concerned.
Let's just repeat the whole question, okay? Does your eighth grade child's school offer after-school sports or not? Would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount? Not offered?
The right amount. The right amount.
They offer the right amount?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does your eighth-grade child's school offer extracurricular, like arts and music or not? If yes, would you say they offer not enough, too much, or not the right amount? Not offered, offer not enough, offer the right amount, or offer too much?
the right amount.
Offer the right amount, okay. Does your eighth grade child have an individual education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes. No?
Yes.
Yes.
Does your eighth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
Yes.
Yes. For the next few questions, please think about your eighth grade child, looking ahead for when your eighth grade child will attend high school. Would you say you are satisfied with the options available in the Boston public school systems or not? Yes, satisfied, not satisfied?
Yes, satisfied.
What are the main things that are important to you in thinking about a high school option for your eighth grade child?
Some of my main concerns are the counselors, the teachers, the ratio from students to teachers, and also the academic and curricular activities that they have going on.
Academic and curricular activities, you said?
Yes. And also equality between all the students, not just a certain race of students, but that all the children have an equal chance. Because I have noticed that some teachers and some schools favor certain colored children more than they do others.
Also, you're saying they favor other, okay, so you say that? Favoritism?
Yeah, I have seen it. Dealing with four girls in the school and being a different race from a lot of students. I had to take my daughter out of the school that she's in now and transfer her over because they favoritism Spanish kids more than they do African Americans and other students.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because where I live, there's a school, the English Greenwood, and they didn't tell the parents that it was a predominant, like, it's all Spanish with Spanish teachers, and my daughter's Jamaican. So during kindergarten, all they taught was Spanish. There was no English, so she fell behind, and I thought that wasn't right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, favoritism in Spanish, you said?
Mm-hmm. Favoritism with Spanish and white. And the other minorities were left out.
Okay. Let's go to the next question. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a school for your eighth grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art communication space like Boys and Girls Club? Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Thinking about a high school for your eighth grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there are no costs for the new school. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Somewhat appealing? Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing.
Well, I'm kind of on the borderline with that because I know, like, my
not at all appealing then? Would that be?
Not at all. No. No.
Okay. Allows my child to move at their own pace. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Very appealing, because every kid's different.
Very appealing. Okay. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
Very appealing.
Very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. For the next few questions, please think about your 11th grade child. Does your 11th grade child school offer honors or AP classes or not? If yes, would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount? Not offered, offered not enough, offer the right amount?
The right amount.
Offer the right amount?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about this past school year, would you consider finding a new school for your 11th grade child, yes or no?
Yes.
What are the main reasons you consider finding a new school for your 11th grade child?
It's not too safe, and it's in a neighborhood where it's not too safe, so it's kind of dangerous. Like, it's okay school, but after school, it's dangerous because the kids have to travel by themselves and they get into too many fights. Hey, Mom, and social media.
So what you're saying is that the school system should put them in safer neighborhoods?
Not safer neighborhoods, but I think that they should have more security.
And more security.
More security, and they should be more aware of the situations with the kids just due to social media, because a lot of the teachers don't know what goes on with the students.
Social media, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm putting
it's
that in there.
It's destroying the youth. Yep, it's destroying the youth.
That sounds good to me. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a school for your 11th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art communication spaces like Boys and Girls Club, yes or no?
Yes.
If you were to seek out a new school for your 11th grade child, how appealing each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you answer these, please assume there is no cost for the school year. Okay, gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Very appealing. Somewhat appealing. Not too appealing. Not at all appealing.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat appealing?
Somewhat appealing, yeah.
Allows my child to move at their own pace. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects or not just tests.
Very appealing.
Very appealing. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing.
Very appealing.
Somewhat appealing. Very appealing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For the last few questions, for statistical purposes only, what language is spoken regularly at home?
English.
English. What is the last year of school that you have?
I'm sorry.
What is the last year of? You want me to go back?
Oh no, it's okay. Just put English.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay. What is the last year of school that you have completed, ma'am? 11th grade or less, high school graduate from college?
I got my bachelor's in photography in college.
Okay, so college graduate with bachelor's degree, right?
Yes.
Last year, what was your total family income from all sources, including before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 35, 35 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000, 150,000 or more?
000. The first one.
Below
25,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate the help. You have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank
sure,
you.
Sure, same to you. All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.